Hello and welcome to another evening of Destination Out. My name's Mike Johnston, and I'll be with you until 2 a.m. Tonight we're featuring some recordings from Trevor Watts, more current recordings overall. Maybe we'll get in an early Spontaneous Music Ensemble track as well, but it's got a couple of new things out within the last couple of years, and I thought I'd feature those. One is with Varian Weston on piano and a couple of violin and cellists. Really nice recording. Be getting into that a little bit later on. Opening things up tonight, I thought I'd start off with some early 60s, late 50s recordings. Starting off with a really great album from Frank Strozier and Booker Little. This came out back around 1961. Frank Strozier's on alto. Booker Little is on trumpet, and we have Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums, and Wynton Kelly's at the piano. We're going to hear a tune called Runnin', written by alto saxophonist Frank Strozier.
Thank you.
Music from Shelly Mann and His Men live at the Manhole in 1961. A tune called What's New. Connie Candoli on trumpet, Richie Kamuka tenor, Russ Freeman, really nice piano on that, and Chuck Berghofer was the bassist. And that was on the Contemporary Jazz label. We opened that set up with Frank Strozier and Booker Little from the album Waltz of the Demons, recorded back 1960, and a tune called Runnin', written by Frank Strozier. And that was from a reissue on the Affinity label, originally issued on one of the Chicago jazz labels, VJ, I believe, back in the day. It's 18 minutes after the hour. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. Up next, we're going to turn to 1964 and a classic Dexter Gordon album called One Flight Up with an expatriate band that he put together in Europe. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Kenny Drew piano, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson bass, Art Taylor drums. This song didn't appear on the original Blue Note vinyl release. It came out later on CD, but it was recorded for the date. They just didn't have enough room for it. A piece called Kong Neptune. And there's an album of Dexter Gordon's called King Neptune. And it appears to me to be the same song. But this one is on Blue Note, so I kind of trust this one a little bit more. Kong Neptune, Dexter Gordon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from George Adams and Danny Richmond from an album called Hand to Hand on the Soul Note label. That was a cut written by Hugh Lawson, who was on piano, called Jabubi. George Adams tenor, Jimmy Nepper was on trombone, Hugh Lawson piano, Danny Richmond drums, and Mike Richmond on bass. 1980, the recording date. We opened that set up with Dexter Gordon's One Flight Up and a tune called Kong Neptune, Blue Note record, 1964. 18 minutes in front of the hour, and we're going to carry on here with another George Adams recording. This is an album from 79, also on Soul Note, with Don Pullen, Cameron Brown bass, Danny Richmond drums, and a tune written by George Adams called The Autumn Song, from the album Don't Lose Control. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Charles Lloyd from the album In the Soviet Union, a track called Tribal Dance, recorded in 1970 on the Atlantic label. Charles Lloyd, tenor, Keith Jarrett, piano, Ron McClure, bass, Jack DeJohnette was heard on drums there. Before that, we heard from George Adams, Don Pullen Quartet from a 1979 album called Don't Lose Control, and we heard Autumn Song, written by George Adams from that album, on the Soul Note label. 2 minutes after the hour, we'll be right back with our feature on Trevor Watts.